USA Radio News.
The president is in Canada for the G7 summit. Now, before the president took off, he did field some questions from reporters and did raise a few eyebrows when he was asked about Russia and the G7.
I would recommend, and it's up to them, but Russia should be in the meeting. It should be a part of it. Whether you like it or not, and it may not be politically correct, but we have a world to run. And in the G7, which used to be the G8, they threw Russia out. They should let Russia come back in.
And earlier today from the G7 summit, President Trump talking about his meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
And we've made a lot of progress today. We'll see how it all works out, but we've made a lot of progress. It could be that NAFTA will be a different form. It could be with Canada, with Mexico, one-on-one, much simpler agreement, much easier to do, I think better for both countries. But
this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Today, just outside the White House before leaving for the G7 summit, President Trump was asked once again about pardoning himself and if he would be doing so.
No, I'm not above the law. I never want anybody to be above the law. But the pardons are a very positive thing for a president. I think you see the way I'm using them. And yes, I do have an absolute right to pardon myself, but I'll never have to do it because I didn't do anything wrong. And everybody knows it. There's been no collusion. There's been no obstruction. It's all a made-up fantasy. It's a witch hunt. The Democrats have had massive collusion, massive obstruction, and they should be investigated. We'll see what's happened.
If you're interested in buying a home, well, that home may not stay on the market very long. Now, according to a new report out, the number of days a U.S. home is on the market is 64 days. Now, that's the lowest it's been since 2010. And your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 75 points to close the week, 25,316. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today we learned that Parts Unknown host Anthony Bourdain committed suicide in France while shooting his show. We also learned earlier this week that fashion designer Kate Spade committed suicide as well. Dr. Jennifer Hartstein joined ABC News earlier today.
Suicide affects everybody across the board, and we know that men historically have 3 times as many completed suicides as women. Women attempt more, but men tend to complete more. Most of the time that's because of the lethality of their means.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that 45,000 people died by suicide in 2016, which is a lot. It's like 1 every 10 minutes or something. So in the United States, it's the 10th leading cause of death, more than homicide, more than other things. It is a crisis. It's something I'm so glad we're being able to talk about it in light of these tragedies, because we need to address the stigma and really open this conversation so people don't feel the shame about it and can ask for help.
Hartstein also has a few warning signs you should be looking for.
Just in depression and sadness, change in behavior. Maybe there is some giving away of personal belongings, saying goodbye, or just flat out talk about death. Take all of that seriously and don't be afraid to ask if they're thinking about suicide. You're not giving them the idea if it's already there.
And if you or someone you know need help, please call the Suicide Prevention Line, that number, 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. And finally, back on this date, in 1984, the movie Ghostbusters was released. Check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.